by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW 1069. Parents. They're described as being all kinds of things, but I guess the best one is this. I have discovered parents are described as warriors, pulling the bow and shooting the arrows. That's exactly what Solomon says in the Bible. He says, children are a gift from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. He said, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children. Well, if you're going to be a wise parent, I'm convinced that you need to take a look at the bowman, just as the Bible says, to see how he shoots his arrows and learn some basic rules from it. Just like an archer aims at a target, so should a wise parent aim his child at a particular goal. It was also Solomon who said in another place in the Bible, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. In other words, find your target, aim your child at it, and shoot him toward it. Now, not only should a good bowman or a good parent find the right target, but the successes of both of them run parallel in how hard they pull the bow back. You see, to an amateur or a beginner in archery, the bow is a very heavy and hard gun to use. Even a few draws on that bow make your muscles sore and tender. Well, the same is true in training up children. It takes concentrated effort to train up a child in the way that he should go. It seems that, well, you know, when children are young, it's a whole lot easier to give them a toy and let them go play somewhere than it is to spend much time with them. But as they grow older, a lot of parents still want to buy them something and then let them go play somewhere. Only this time, the toy is a car, and the play area is dangerous intersections of irresponsible behavior. So parents need to be strong in their instruction and disciplining the children toward the right goal, just like an archer with his bow. The success of an arrow hitting the target depends upon the strength of the bowman pulling the bow. If he's too weak to pull the string back, you know, with a lot of power, then the arrow can't fly toward its target. That's the same way with parents. If they're too weak and inconsistent and too irresponsible to give their children the right motivation and thrust, then their children are going to fail to reach the mark of real success. And when I say real success, I'm talking about God's kind of success. Recently, a famous man was being interviewed, and he was asked where he received his finest training. He answered, I received my finest training in two places, at the knee of my mother and across the knee of my father. Two parents somewhere were concerned enough about that man to aim him, to focus him on the target, and to make the necessary care to pull back the string. Hey, please listen carefully. Success in any area simply doesn't happen by accident. If your children are going to grow up and be the kind of people you want them to be, the kind of people God wants them to be, then you as a parent need to aim them in the right direction and work hard in helping them arrive on target, loving God. There are too many parents who don't care which way their children go. Other parents do care, but they take neither the time nor the energy to influence strongly through instructing and disciplining their children so that the children might be successful in truly loving God. The first place is to find the target. The second place is in a strong follow-through. And as a parent, you dare not carry it alone. You need to plead for all the help you can get. I know.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.